Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Yeah, so a couple of items here. One, pretty big news. We talked about this, obviously, when it happened a couple of months ago. Young Dolph was shot and killed here in Memphis at the age of 36. Well, the news yesterday, as we got off the air, was that the U.S. Marshal's Office, Memphis Police, Crime Stoppers, and the TBI announced they have they've issued a warrant and are searching for Justin Johnson in connection with Young Dolph's murder. He's 23, and he is also a rapper in the Memphis area. Straight Drop is his rap alias.
Did I read that he shot a video at the place where they found the car?
Yes. That released after the murder of Young Dolph. And that's where they found the car, and that's where he's got it's not like he did a very good job of hiding his track. I mean, I feel like people were on that pretty early. That house. Weren't people on that pretty early?
Well, I just remember we saw the car getting pulled out of there. It felt like just a couple of days later after that. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
On that home pretty quickly.
There is a reward of $15,000 if you can provide information leading to the arrest, obviously.
We know that there was one shooter out there, too.
There were two, right.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Other part of that. No, that just from the camera shots, video.
And there's also a picture that's making the rounds of Justin Johnson, a.k.a. Straight Drop, at the club with Dolph. Like, I don't know when it was.
Is that him? Is that confirmed? I've seen it going around. I'm a little hesitant to say.
It looks like him.
Yeah, I mean, you can say it looks like, but again.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't confirm it. I was not able to make it that night.
There's a photo going around of a guy in the club behind Dolph looked just like the guy that's accused of being the shooter here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what they say. You know, sometimes it's those that are close to you.
Yeah.
Again, that I would say that would stop short of saying that that's confirmed.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. I had someone tell me, and I don't know that I've read this anywhere, but I do wonder if it's common knowledge and I just missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Was there somebody in Dolph's car with him?
That I don't know.
Is that still up for debate, or is that a fact now that there was? Because you know how we, and I bring it up, and I think it's relevant because we've said the question, okay, Dolph's back in Memphis, visiting, right, Thanksgiving, whatever, going to do, lives in Atlanta, comes back here, but knows, you know, it's hot and whatever in Memphis, and folks might still be after him. I mean, you know, folks have tried to kill him before,
yep.
Not here, out in California, but to that point, you're going to be out in that car, right, drawing attention without, you know, any sort of, and be in the open. Was he doing so because he had what he thought was protection next to
right.
him?
Right, security.
So you've heard this, that there was another
yes.
guy in the car?
Yes.
I heard it's as simple as he's actually on some of the camera shots. I just haven't seen it.
That he chased after.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then people are also criticizing that person for not.
How you didn't get,
yeah.
how they got out.
Right.
Do it, get back in
yes.
before you're out of there. And
correct. Yeah.
Okay, so you'd heard, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's like you said, there's a picture of a guy.
Right.
You know?
And apparently he's pacing afterwards
yeah.
about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know folks know out there whether that's fact or not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's, yeah, I've heard quite a bit. See, that changes the whole conversation a little
bit. It certainly does. Yeah, it makes it even more tragic, you know what I mean? because I'm sure that's a person. If there was another person,
if
with
he was
him,
a bodyguard or right. whatever else, and
that's
whatever
he was on the payroll.
That was
to
his job,
him.
Right? If that's the case,
that's a tough ask. Like you hope as a person that's in that role to never have to actually do that, but
it's also you're right. possibly hired to do it.
Yeah, it's what you're there to do. If that is indeed who that was. But there's a warrant out for at least one of the shooters, so we will see. Pretty quick. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, right? In a high profile case like this,
in a city that's struggling with murders, like the way we you know. But you had to know too. There was a huge priority on it too, right? Because of how public this was.
Yeah. So anyway, that is the news there. Warrant out for the arrest of someone in connection to the murder of young Dolph, and then. Some college basketball around the country last night in terms of relevance for the University of Memphis, Tennessee.
That was close there for a little while.
They were down.
Close for a while, I should say.
They were on the brink there.
Went to OT.
They end up getting past Ole Miss. Memphis really needed Ole Miss to pull that one out. They really needed Ole Miss to figure out a way to get out of there with a win. They did not, unfortunately. Tennessee does pull away 66-60. And then what I'm really watching and what I'm really monitoring for the University of Memphis.
You see Morrell in that game, too. He's decent. Anyway, go on.
What I'm worried about for them, this was 2 days ago, but I still think it's relevant. Virginia Tech, they lose all the time now. Like, they're losing constantly. They lost to Duke on December 22nd, which is fine. That happens. But they also lost to NC State on Tuesday at home. In a game that they were leading for the majority of, they ended up going down 68-63. Well, why is this relevant to the University of Memphis, you ask? Because Virginia Tech is one of Memphis's best wins of the season. Beating them in Brooklyn at the Barclays Center, I believe, I don't know if it's still a quad one win, but it certainly was at the time. And you really need Virginia Tech to be decent. You need that to be a good win at the end of the season in terms of making a case for the NCAA tournament. And the more that they lose, you know, they fall out of that. They're right now, they're 39th in the net. That's getting close. It's 50 on a neutral, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to fall out, bro. They're falling out of the top 50. They're not very good.
Can I be honest with you about what concerns me more about Tigers right now? And you're right, you have to because of resume and seeding. It's the fact that this Tulsa-UCF game got shut down. It was coming on, and Tulsa's now, you know, kind of gone on a pause for health and safety protocols. You just played them, okay?
Yep.
So just the idea of
that's true.
Of getting through the rest of this season without another pause, and we know Memphis' situation with vaccinations and guys who aren't and everything else. If you're just playing a Tulsa, you just played a Tulsa team that's now having to pause and can't play a game on Saturday against UCF because of its COVID issues, you know, was anything left from your game? You know, are you going to, you know, have anything now that you've got to – you know, guys out or not.
Yep.
Memphis already thin, as we know. You know, we're at one point because of Hoot fouled out. Weren't you down to like 3 scholarship players this past game?
Yes.
So, you know, and now that popping back up, you know, you'd love to just pencil in that Cincinnati one on Sunday and say, yeah, okay, we'll be there. See you at 2:30. But you never know in this day and age. Team you just played is now on a pause.
That's good. That's a good point because that's the last that you can afford. Right, I mean, you got to be able to play the games to win the games.
Games are critical.
Yes,
at this juncture where we're seeing all over the country, there.
Last year they lost one, an important one to Houston.
Houston, what are you talking about? Because if you've gotten that chance, a good chance, maybe you do pull it off. You played them so close in the other two.
Well, here's the other thing, though.
You did play them.
Here's the other thing that you have to consider. It's not just about you. You're also depending on other teams being able to field a team. You know, so you're UCF. They lost last night.
Yeah, it's not good either for the league because they were one of your better teams.
But, you know, you still, you know, you got to be able to play that game. You know, you need these teams to be able to field one. And, you know, that's the position that you kind of put yourself in, unfortunately, is that it's not just about yourself staying healthy. It's now about everybody else doing the same thing. And, like, there are going to be teams on COVID pauses, you know. Like, that's just going to happen. You feel like at some point Memphis is going to run into a team that just can't play because they don't have enough guys. Or now I know they have sort of redone the rules here and they're constantly shifting the protocol. So maybe it does cease to be as much of an issue as it had been. But, you know, Memphis is in a very delicate state right now because if they can't play teams, they can't beat teams. And if they can't beat teams, they can't pad that resume. Mm-hmm. It's pretty bare right now. I mean, they have some good wins, but they have some bad losses.
Just saw it hurt them last season. That's why you got to bring them up. Like you said, that was an opportunity for a quad one win. You lost against Houston last year.
You need to be in a position, if you have five quad one wins, again, assuming no bad L's along the way, like you can drop one to Houston on the road, right? You can drop one to Cincinnati on the road. Like those are going to happen. But if you have five quad one wins with no bad losses incurred the rest of the way, and you make a reasonable run in the AAC tournament, I got to believe you're in. I got to believe you're in.
What are we to make of the Cincinnati team that's, you know, lost at home to Tulane and to Monmouth as well? That one was at home, but has knocked off Illinois like early this year. You know, a solid to good Illinois team.
Yep.
I mean, I guess you don't quite know what you're going to get with this 10-4 Cincinnati team that you're hoping is going to be good enough this year that this, you know, victory over them, you know, barring anything unforeseen, you get to play that game on Sunday. You're hoping helps your resume. 10-4, you know, but middle of the pack offensively, 44th defensively. I guess they're trying to get back to those old Cincinnati ways under Wes Miller. You know, new leadership there at Cincinnati. But I'm not sure what to expect from this team. We've said, and this is the thing I'll keep sticking to, right now Tigers got to focus on themselves and who they're going to have available. But let's not act like this Tigers team didn't just go lose at Tulane. You know, I realize Cincinnati lost to Tulane at home, but it feels like based on two, you don't know who's going to be available or not. All these games are you know, you have to not just show up. You're going to have play well to get the W. So hopefully that game can be played and you'll play well against the Cincinnati team that just coming off a loss to Tulane.
SMU is sneaky good, you know, and that's actually like if that holds, that's good for you, right? Because it's just opportunities to get I don't know where they are right now in the net. I'm assuming they're probably, you know, around the top 75 mark.
Yeah, they're 63 at KenPom, and they've got that Cincinnati team tonight.
Yeah, so if you win there as of right now, that's a quad one. You know, I mean, that's what it's about. And, you know, the more of those you get, the better your chances are of not having to win the AAC tournament to get in.
If we could cheer up, what's the best way to cheer
67th
up?
67th on that.
How you cheer Penny Hardaway up, John?
I think you tell Penny that Jalen Duren and DeAndre Williams are ready to go on Sunday. I mean, that's what you tell
him. I'm gonna be honest. That's the season to me. Those two.
It is. And if
DeAndre's back, and Jalen Duren and the hip thing, or just his availability the rest of the way.
If you have both of those guys locked in,
you can win the AAC title.
Agreed. And if you don't, you won't. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, you can't win enough games. You're just not talented enough, right? To miss DeAndre and Jalen, and you don't have Amani Bates right now. You just don't have enough firepower there to be able to do that.
I think you should still be able to beat a Tulane with.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, but that's different than beat. You know, winning.
We're talking
the league.
About winning the league,
right?
Yes.
Which is, again, in terms of the way that this is lining up for you.
Can you win the league with just DeAndre? If Jalen decided, you know what, I'm going to put it on pause.
I could see that.
I'm going to start.
I could see that happening. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I would listen to that. But you have to have one of the two to entertain the conversation. You have both.
You have
both. I think you're the favorite. Mm. I mean, you could easily see that, right? You could easily see Memphis doing it. Maybe they might not be the favorite because of the inconsistency. But
I will say Houston's done well despite the losses. They continue to win. Like, I keep waiting for the drop-off. You see Josh Carlton, what he did last game?
Yep.
It's like a double-double. All of a sudden, he's stepping up. They're an inside team now. Like, you got to hand it to Kelvin Sampson. They'll adjust.
That is amazing.
They're going to be in the mix. You'd think they're going to drop right off. They lose their entire backcourt for the season.
Yep.
And, this is the one that'll finally floor Kelvin Sampson. They'll fall off a little bit. They have not. They've continued to win. It's going to get tougher, I imagine. But they just had Josh Carlton, that transfer from UConn, step on up in there. And last night he's going off for double-doubles.
Now, dude, you will go gray and wither away waiting for Houston basketball.
Waiting on Kelvin Sampson to fall off.
Because they did this last year when they lost Caleb Mills.
For the he
He quit.
That's what,
yeah, he quit the team. Where is he, by the way? Is he in North Carolina or something like that?
He transferred somewhere. You said North Carolina. Is that it?
He's at Florida State.
Okay.
ACC.
Our man.
Yeah, he's down there with Leonard.
We'll get him, Leonard.
But, yeah, I mean, he lost. He's lost, you know, going back several years, Rob Gray, Remember Rob Gray, the point guard?
Yeah, you loved him. He was the leading scorer in the AAC.
He was good. He's a good player. Good point guard. And then the next year, Corey Davis moved on, right? Mm-hmm. Then the year after that, they end up losing Caleb Mills.
Caleb. In midseason or whatever.
And now they're – and then this year – They're retooling around all that. Yeah, they lost freaking Dejan Giroux and
Sasser's like
Armani
a
Brooks.
Cast. Sasser was like a – and you lose him in the season, he's like a conference – he's going to win the conference player of the year.
Then the two guys that you replaced those guys with are now out for the year, like you mentioned, and yet here they are. They're still – it really is like very few coaches, it feels like, would be able to absorb the turnover that Kelvin Sampson has and still be as consistently good as they have been. It's kind of disgusting. Like, why can't he get a job somewhere else?
It's funny. You want to beat him. You want the title and all that. But you also want to root for him to kind of get through this because you need those benchmark wins. You need those signature-type wins. So you need Houston to remain relevant and good. It's funny.
But they're so hard to beat. They're so hard to freaking beat.
You were within one possession on both games last year.
I don't remember much about the tournament one.
It was the third game. It was the one that was going to be here that was canceled, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, again, you get that one. There's a good chance you win that game. You played them well last year. They are less talented this year. Again, depending upon who's available for you, I still like your chances.
Right, and we'll obviously find out 5 minutes before the game.
Oh, who's available for Memphis?
I mean, or even during the game, you know, like somebody that is available probably will end up not being available anymore given the way this stuff kind of goes with Memphis.
Well, that wouldn't cheer Penny up.
No, it wouldn't.
We need some availability and some consistency. We want to cheer Penny up, guys.
Yeah.
Seem a little happier than he was after that Tulsa win.
I mean, yeah. I wondered, like, how much he'll overcompensate if, you know, if Memphis
He knows. Everybody talking about that. It'll be the complete opposite.
He's going to come out like Pastner. I want to live till 125 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy ass. And he's wearing the face shield with no mask. It's a weird thing going on down there.
Josh is wearing – he's got to be the only guy in college basketball still wearing a face shield.
Yes. With no mask. It doesn't do anything if you don't wear the mask, right? He won't wear a mask, but he'll wear a stupid face shield.
I think he's – not to defend Josh because he doesn't need me to defend him, but I think it's because that's a required protocol that can take the place of a mask, and so I think Josh likes wearing that face shield more. It's more comfortable, I bet.
It's just more comfortable for him.
They're taking that as his protocol.
But here's the thing, though. It does guard your eyes.
We know
eyes.
All that.
It steams up.
Yeah.
But it steams up. But, again, it doesn't protect your
respiratory. No, I don't think they're doing a scientific review of it. I think that's the protocol.
I think they need to do a scientific review of it because I think the effectiveness is very much in question.
I think
Josh just need to be like Rip Hamilton, who you know stuck with the goggles after he got hurt. Josh just
Absolutely.
Need to do it for the rest of his career.
That's it. Just wear keep the, playing, wear the plexiglass
the rest
thing.
Of his career like Rip did with the goggles.
Yeah. That it's his
With
thing now.
Yes,
it's his
make
brand
it your thing the rest of the way.
I think it's funny that he doesn't give a crap.
He looks ridiculous. He looks ridiculous.
If he thought that, he would stop.
No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't
like
care.
Brad said.
I love that's
he
what I like
care,
about
bro.
Him. He doesn't care.
You know what I mean? Like,
no, he when he looks,
he's not
he
very
no,
he aware.
If he
no.
saw, if he thought,
no, I think he's
if,
aware.
If he was convinced it was ridiculous, he would stop. He's not convinced it's ridiculous. He's convinced it's the right thing to do.
Who would not? Who thinks that looks good? Like, I mean, it's not. I guess it's not about a fashion look, but it's like you look silly, you know?
Yeah, Josh isn't buying that. He's not buying that. He's buying his health
care.
And safety.
Like,
it's
I mean,
better.
If we don't know the effectiveness of a face shield anyway. Like, I don't know if the science is out on that. Regardless, like I've seen people wearing face shields on a plane, you know, and it's just like I guess I get it. You don't want to get it in your eye, you know. But anyway,
I've actually read some articles that it's very minuscule, but like wearing glasses and protective face guarding can have an effect. Now, what degree I think is up for debate.
So you're saying you and I are more protected because we're glasses men?
Well, think about it. If I'm talking to you close and I have coronavirus, mm-hmm. and there's an opportunity to get at your face with germs,
right.
You have two things on your face, both glass lenses that are an added layer.
Right, but there are still openings with the glass.
That's true, but what I'm saying is more so then is what I was
But nothing protects your nose, though. You guys don't have anything protecting your nose.
No, he said when you have both
again,
forms.
More so then is the key words there.
Yeah,
if
you're wearing
glasses.
Mask, glasses, and face shield.
Bingo.
You know, in fact, if you just never leave your home.
This is true, too. That actually, true, too.
If, and in fact, with those three methods. you will very likely
think
never
about this for a second. If nobody went anywhere when coronavirus started and we did a hardcore lockdown, what would happen?
Well, you would have had to gotten the military involved. Mm-hmm. Martial law would have had to have been enacted. Because, you know, people are going to leave their house.
Trust me. And that's where the dumbest pandemic in the history of modern science. You're living it.
Well, yeah, I suppose that is true. Jeff Cogg is going to come on the show. When we come back, we'll talk to him about Memphis, about Ja Morant's voting.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If there's an all-star vote of media in Memphis, there is no question that Jeff Calkins would be third among guards. Catch him on 92.9 usually. Catch him at the Daily Memphian. He joins us now. What up, man?
I'm eligible for the Supermax, I think, if I, you know, if I make the All-Star media team.
You're eligible for the Senior Max?
Yeah, that's what Ja's going to be eligible for if he makes one of the All-NBA teams. He's going to get the Supermax instead of just the Max.
Yeah, I think you get, like, are you a senior yet? You get, like, discounts.
Of course I'm a senior. I'm so senior. I've been senior for years. Senior, absolutely.
Where do you go to get like a? Do you get like 10% off everywhere now?
Everything, yeah. I get 10% off everything. Yeah, gas, everything. Wherever I am, you just put in your age.
Yeah,
you'll see.
I'm sure you by now you've seen the voting.
No. Okay. I've been working.
Okay. Well, you know this is part of your job. Whether or not Ja Morant's going to be a starter in the All-Star game.
Yeah. It's amazing what people have become obsessed with now, isn't it? Like, you know, but go ahead. Okay.
What do you think we should be obsessed with?
No, not you, not whatever. It's just like all of a sudden it's
it's just not enough. No, it's right.
First team, is he going to be second team?
Let's just say it.
Most improved player.
Let's just say it. Jason has gone off the rail.
Oh, I was just early to it.
Jason, I literally am not talking about anyone in particular. I just mean right now there's this sort of award stuff, like, you know, and I think there's a moment when you get past, like, no one's sitting there obsessed about whether LeBron or Steph or Giannis for a second, but as we're making it now, you know, you want those little indicators, affirmations.
You just want it all. You want it all. You want everything. You want everything. That's the problem.
But you need the affirmation on the way up. Like, I don't care if I win journalism any awards, although, like, I would like to win a Pulitzer. That would be nice. But I don't care about journalism awards anymore. But once upon a time, when I was just making it, I really cared about, you know, winning the APSE contest or whatever else it is.
And so, many years you did. In many, many years you did.
And so it's like a that's a version of this. We're climbing, you know. We're climbing.
Right. Yes.
So you want the little things of affirmation,
but why is it not enough to be an All-Star, right? Like, it's
it
just is. No, but it's not. That's not the way that this conversation. And it's not just Jason.
No, if you're an All-Star starter, you're up for all NBA, which changes everything.
Of course, but you know what?
It's better to be a starter than an All-Star. What's nice?
I would love it if my child started running through the house, but there's a process.
A month ago, people were just, you know, still arguing. Ja's an All-Star. You know, as if there was any surprise. You know, and now it's very clear. We're no longer in a position where, if he's an All-Star, it's going to be borderline, where you wake up on All-Star day wondering if he's going to be, you know Ja's going to be an All-Star.
Yes.
We're not in the Mike Conley situation anymore. And so then the only question is whether he's a starter or not. And, yes, it would be better if he's a starter. I grant you that, but I don't.
No, we don't lose sleep over it.
I am not losing sleep over whether Ja is going to be an All-Star starter. But clue me in. What's the current state of the voting?
So he's about 118,000 votes in the fan voting behind Luka in guards. Steph's far and away number one, then Luka, and then 118,000 votes behind him is Ja Morant.
Okay, and then what's the next?
Klay Thompson is fourth.
Is that true?
Yes.
Who hasn't played a minute? How about Dame? Where's Dame?
Dame is way down
like
the list.
Ninth of guards or somewhere down
there. Who's fifth?
Devin Booker. And Ja's got about 300,000 on him.
How about this, Jeff? He's got three times as many votes, fan votes, as Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, that's because he's hotter. You know, it's here's the truth.
I mean, like, Donovan, the Jazz are pretty hot. I mean, Ja is newer,
the
is what you
are
mean.
Jazz are hotter, but Ja is hotter. Here's the truth. If you were driving in on ESPN today, turning in and see what they were talking about. They weren't debating whether Donovan Mitchell
that's
was an MVP candidate.
Yes.
They were debating whether Ja is an MVP candidate.
Well, that's also a function, though.
Ja is hotter, not because Ja is really having a better year than Donovan Mitchell.
But that's also a function, though. You have to intellectually admit this, that it's a conversation because it's just now happening. This is the first time it's happened for Ja. It's fresher.
Oh, no,
the Jazz are third in the West.
Yeah,
they're pretty hot. They're just. We're used to it.
There's no question. It's the arrival on the scene.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Plus, the Jazz are boring. Like, to be honest, like the Jazz are sort of.
I guess if you just think winning all the time is boring.
No, they're the Spurs without the championships. You know, like in terms of what.
I like watching the Jazz play. I might be in the minority on that. I like watching.
That's fine. No, I'm just telling you, though. They don't light it up. They don't light it up. Bill Simmons isn't like, oh, can't wait to have a Jazz-Bucks final, you know? So, no, there's no question. It's because it's not just because they're new, though. It's because he's new and incandescent, you know?
Fair.
It's new and he is incandescent.
No, you're
he
right. Is, it's the combination. That is fair.
Here's the question I got for you, Jeff. It's a coverage question, which I'm always fascinated to ask you, and you always answer so honestly. Is him making the first All-Star team, Ja Morant, and the first we expect of many, is that a reporter columnist sent him up to Cleveland, just a reporter? I mean, for us, isn't that huge
news? I think
we'll
both go to Cleveland anyway.
You're going to be in Cleveland, aren't you?
I think it's gotten to the point where, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I don't like covering the All-Star game only because, the game doesn't matter, right? The game itself doesn't matter. What are you supposed to write about that? And then everything before is just, I don't know how they're going to do it in COVID, but it's all just a giant scrum. Like, you're not getting any, you know, I've covered, All-Star games are not my favorite thing to cover. Like, even Super Bowls, when you cover them, at least there is a competitive game at the end of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be writing a column about a Super Bowl and whatever else, and there's something there. There's the scrums, but then there's here. What exactly are you writing about? Having said that, yes, you're going to get, you know, it appears you're going to get Desmond Bane. You would think in the three-point shooting contest and in the Rising Stars Challenge, you're going to have Ja as one of the breakout stars. I would imagine that both Drew and I don't think it's been formally settled, but we've already talked about it, that Drew and I will be going to Cleveland, absolutely. Plus, it's such a glamorous destination anyway, so who wouldn't, you know? Who wouldn't be elbowing people out of the way in order to, no, I like Cleveland perfectly fine. I can stay with my brother. And so, I think we'll both go to Cleveland.
Well, how about this? So in that same vein, will you both cover Memphis, East Carolina on January 15th? That is a singular event.
I'll tell you what's interesting is I am next Friday driving young Peter back to Duke, okay?
Mm.
And I have a choice. It's funny you should ask. I have a choice. I can either get on a plane, fly back, and cover that East Carolina game off ESPN2, or I'll be right over there in North Carolina.
Yeah,
I could
go right over to Menzies.
Drive to Greenville.
Yeah,
what's it called?
Menzies.
Menzies Coliseum.
I have been there before because Penny's first year, I covered every game.
Oh wow.
Wow.
And so I have been to Menzies Coliseum. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that game, it is just true. Every single Memphis Tiger game is a big game.
Just by the function of a college basketball season, right?
Not just that, because we had college basketball seasons when Josh was coach and when Tubby was coach, and every game was not a big game.
Right.
Every game right now is a drama because of the way it is unfolding and because Penny is the head coach. Like the last game, was that a particularly Memphis hosting Tulsa is not a particularly compelling game, right?
It doesn't register nationally, yeah.
But like it's all we talked about the next day, you know, and it's, you know, so every day is another chapter in the drama that is the Penny Hardaway saga in Memphis. It's just true. And so, yes, I would say the East Carolina game might be the least interesting game that you left on the schedule, but it's an interesting game. There's not most years where I cover every Memphis game. Just not, you know, the first year Penny I did because we set out to do it, but every single game is an important game. And I think that will be true unless they get to a point where they've lost so many that they aren't.
They just fall out of them, yes.
Yeah, but like you tell me, who the hell's going to play Sunday?
I can't. In fact,
who's going to be on the sideline Sunday?
I can't tell you.
Can we X A-Lo out? Like Penny kind of said, he's going to be gone for a minute, didn't he?
I think we can X A-Lo out. Okay. But do you believe he's actually hurt, by the way, or do you believe they just decided he was hurt in order to take him out of the lineup?
To say he re-aggravated, what did he say a few weeks ago or months ago or whatever it was? That didn't make any sense. Right.
It was an odd.
Re-aggravated last game? Is that what you mean? No, he's a while back. Okay.
The last thing we saw of him was
him going
the
for the shot
for him.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if A-Lo truly had an ankle injury.
So what's going on with that, Jeff?
They played him like the Bucks were trying to play Antonio Brown. Right.
Did A-Lo finally let Penny down to the point he said, you know what, we're just going to kind of go with what we got? Is that
but
what happened
really,
there?
Isn't it weird to think that Penny might have just – he didn't say, I'm going to play you 8 minutes. You really think this could have happened? I'm not ruling it out. But where they said, hey, it's not working with you right now. We're going to pretend you have an injury. You just take some time off, and we're going to see how this goes. Is that what we're suggesting might have happened?
I mean – did anybody hear anything about an ankle injury before?
No, and to be so open-ended about when he might get back.
Right, he's going
to
be gone for a while.
That it's just a while. It's just very
– I don't know if it was in those plain terms, but, yeah, I mean, it's – yeah. What would I bet on? That he's got a real injury or that he's, you know, being basically like
–
removed?
It's a couple of games ago. It doesn't matter. But something clearly it feels like went down there, just like it feels like something's going down with Imani Bates.
Let me ask you this. This is our show.
If this had been for the NCAA title, okay, the other night, or it's coming this Sunday, or the other night, if it had been for the NCAA title, do you believe that Amani Bates would have been out, that Chandler Lawson would have been out, that Ayla would have been out, that Jalen would have been out, and that DeAndre wouldn't have gone back in?
What's the implication that Tulsa's not a big game?
Are any of those so injured that if they were deemed critical to winning a big game, do you believe any of them would not have played? I don't believe any of them were so injured that they wouldn't have played.
Right.
If they were deemed significant to winning a big game
right.
and they were fully invested, I don't think a single one of them was injured enough to not play. I think it's all not phantom, right? But all in the realm of vague. Let's mm-hmm. just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not fair? Including DeAndre.
I think Penny's left it up for debate with sort of the way he's addressed some of these. I'll be honest with you.
You have to question everything, right?
Now.
Yeah, like you have to question every single thing that is said at this point.
Would Antonio Brown have played versus Tulsa?
If he was getting targets, he would have. Would that be fair to say?
Here's a way for. Did Steve White convince you this morning, Jeff? Because I was listening to you like we always do.
Steve White convinced me that you can't trust.
I thought so.
That you can't trust Antonio.
He's
Brown.
Right.
He did convince
me. Isn't he?
Yeah.
And then I think Bruce Arians coming out today and saying what he said and putting it in those terms made a lot more sense to me than Antonio.
AB dressed out, man. He dressed out.
You know. So.
Hey, he convinced me.
Hey, you weigh in on this. 2022, week one. Antonio Brown is healthy. Is he on an NFL starting roster? Day one, week one, 2022.
No.
Okay. We agree.
Both of y'all be wrong.
We agree. My contention is if it can't work with Tom Brady two different times, it ain't going to work with anybody.
But that wasn't the whole – now ask me, will he ever play another snap in the NFL?
Well, see, that's a different conversation because you get into an NFL season and guys get hurt and things like that. Week
one. In other words, you only go to him in the case of emergency,
yes.
And week one is never emergency.
I'm saying, does any team believe in him enough to take him to try to take him through an OTA at a training camp?
No one
camp
believes in him that much.
Right.
Like, no. But Dallas, for example, Steve White suggested, like, Michael Gallup's hurt. You can imagine.
Right.
Absolutely. In the case of emergency, I can imagine it.
Hey, 10 o'clock
Jeff,
tonight.
You're the best.
10 o'clock tonight, program alert. Number 7 ranked USC taking on Cal on FS1. Okay, thank you.
Just hang up. That's perfect, Jeff. I love it.
Thank you, Jeff.
I love it.
Did he just hang up on us?
I don't know what he did.
I hope he did. That was awesome.
I did not hang up.
Oh, you should have. I wish you had. No. You don't respond.
What's your take on John's love for USC?
That was incredibly disrespectful. I don't do that to you on your show. When you ask me questions and say things,
I wouldn't. You didn't ask me a question. You just told me.
I was just.
There was nothing to respond to.
That was good. Your thoughts?
My thoughts?
Yeah, your thoughts. There. Now it's a question. They're coming off a COVID pause. Just don't miss it.
I think Ms. Benson is probably very happy and pleased for the – I don't know who else would be interested in USC, why we would
Me
particularly
either.
Care.
I'll be
why
up.
Why should we? Yeah.
I'll be up.
Why do we care?
I'll be up undefeated. Don't worry. I'll give you the full breakdown tomorrow on the air. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
See y'all. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.